This Diamond Insight takes us to southern Mississippi with B.A. Volmuth. As we speak, B.A., it's been about 4 months since you were in Omaha at the College World Series. As you reflect on that, what does that whole experience mean to you?
Actually, to tell you the truth, I haven't had too much time to reflect. Kind of been busy with summer ball and getting back in the swing of things at school. But this weekend, really being back with the guys and, you know, getting to talk about stories from last year and how everything was and all the good times, really kind of be my chance to reflect for the first time.
We're talking on the eve of you getting ready, you and your teammates getting ready to get your College World Series rings. That has to be pretty exciting.
We're real excited about it. That's all the returners have been talking about at practice this year. And we've had a couple guys who graduated or got drafted who have come by the field the past couple days, you know, getting ready to come get our rings.
Are there any particular moments between regionals, super regionals, and just the College World Series, any particular moments that really stand out for you?
For me in particular, no. Just as a team, just being able to go through that with the team we had last year, just the whole experience, just taking it all in my freshman year, getting to experience all that, it was just a big ordeal, and it was just great. It was a great time. I had a great time.
You talked about summer ball. You went from the College World Series to the Cape Cod Summer League, and it's obviously always an honor to play at Cape Cod. Is it a little bit of a letdown, though, after the emotional high you guys were on and the high of Omaha, you know, those first few weeks of summer ball maybe?
Me and my summer coach actually had a talk about this. You know, I was going from my last two games of the regular season were in front of 24,000 people in Omaha, and then going to Cape Cod, no offense or anything, but we're playing against 1,000 people again like I was in high school, you know. But it was really fun, you know, just getting up there, the whole experience. Cape Cod's a beautiful place. Hopefully I get a chance to go back. Really just getting to meet new people and getting to experience all that. Fenway Park, it was just a great time up there. And but, yeah, my emotions kind of did a complete 180 right there. I went from baseball heaven to a different part of baseball world.
You played for the Falmouth Commodores, and like you said, you played in the Cape Cod All-Star Game at Fenway Park. What was that like for you?
It was actually a real honor. I got my parents. Actually, my mom couldn't make the trip, but my dad, my brother, had a bunch of family members come up. Got to see them for the first time all summer, and really just getting to play in historic Fenway Park, it was just an honor, you know. Just had to take that all in during BP, and only, unfortunately, got to play a couple innings because of rain, kind of postponed our game or canceled it, really.
Right.
But it was really fun, and I really enjoyed it.
You had some teammates on your Falmouth team that were from Florida and Georgia Tech, and, of course, you beat both of those teams in the regionals and super regionals. Did you kind of remind those guys of that during the summer?
Well, when I first met Josh Adams on my team, was actually from Florida, and first, as soon as he saw me, he just smiled, and he told me he didn't want to hear anything about it, and I kind of tried to stay away from that, trying to not give him a hard time, because he did make the last out, and I tried to take it easy on him, but you know, me and him became real good friends, and Matt Skull from Georgia Tech, me and him also became really good friends, and I was glad I got to experience that, and, you know, somebody had to win those games. I'm glad it was me, but it was pretty cool getting kind of rub it in their faces for a second time this summer.
Is there a little bit different feeling this fall now at Southern Miss compared to last year at this time after being at the World Series and everything?
We're kind of just not urgent, but we're kind of looking forward to getting back, you know. We experienced everything now. We have 12 returners from this team, from last year's team to this year, and everybody knows what we got to do now. We understand what we didn't do last year, where we could improve, how we got to get better, and it's kind of the whole team leadership switched to our new guys this year, because we had a bunch of old guys last year with Dozier and Ewing, who kind of took over the team last year and took us under their wing, really, and carried us to Omaha. Well, this year we got to find a whole another group of guys, and really practice has just been guys stepping up, you know, taking charge, being leaders.
Well, and you have a new head coach now. Corky Palmer retired, actually announced his retirement before the season was over, and Scott Berry's your head coach now. How's that transition gone? How different are things along those lines?
Well, Coach Berry is a great guy, and he really knows his baseball, and we're really happy to have him. Actually, last year, you know, Coach Berry, for the most part, did a lot of the practice. He was ahead of a lot of the practice. So practice-wise, nothing's really changed. You know, we're going to miss Coach Palmer a lot, but, I mean, we love having Coach Berry this year, and we're excited to see what we can do with him as a head coach.
B.A., you've got to experience a lot already just going into your sophomore season. What's the best thing, though, about being a college baseball player?
So I just love going out there and being able to play for the fans, really. My family only live an hour down the road. I have 30 family members who come up here for just random games, even when I wasn't playing, just coming up here because they love it. And I love playing in front of my family and the fans coming out to the games. It's just, it's really exciting, and it's probably one of my favorite things, no matter who we're playing, you know, just going out there and maybe making some kid's day by throwing a ball into the stands or something. Just little stuff like that really makes me happy to be a Division I baseball player.
What's the toughest thing?
Ooh, toughest thing is the grind, you know. With school and baseball, you really got to learn to manage your time. And, you know, everybody kind of goes through that period their freshman year. I know I went through it to where I kind of put baseball first, and I kind of had to hurry up and do school. And then I had to put school first, and then I was getting behind in baseball. So you kind of got to learn to balance it out and really really know how to manage your schedule.
Before we wrap up, I'm going to do some word association. I'm going to throw some different things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with a couple teammates. Colin Cargill.
Closer.
Joey Archer.
Clutch. Joey Archer was clutch for us.
Texas.
Texas, I think of Travis Graves because he is from Texas and he lets everybody know about it. He loves the Dallas Cowboys. What you think I'd think of would be the loss of the Longhorns, but
right.
Unfortunately I don't.
Your former head coach, Corky Palmer.
So many things come to mind. I'm just appreciative for everything he's done for me. I'm grateful to be a part of, you know, his legacy here. He built Southern Miss program to what it is now. Hopefully we can keep it going from what he built.
The Gainesville Super Regional.
Just a roller coaster.
Your new head coach, Scott Berry.
Anxious to see what we do. You know, he's trying a lot of new things with us, and he's really just working with us hard and making us work hard. He's challenging us, and I'm just anxious to see how everything turns out.
The Rice Owls.
I don't know what comes to mind when I think of Rice. I think of them taking two or three from us at home last year, so kind of a little revenge maybe might come to my mind.
The College World Series.
One of the best experiences of my life.
And the last one, B.A. Volmouth.
That's a tough one. You had to stump me with the last one. I just think, you know, every day I just go out there and try to work hard and try to better myself as a person and as a player. And hopefully I'm doing that a little better this year than I did last year, and I can help out the team a little more.
B.A. Volmouth, shortstop at Southern Miss. Best of luck to you as a sophomore and beyond, B.A.
Thank you so much.